morning. This is Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou. It's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for speaking up.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah. And you?
Excellent. I'm very good. Thank you.
All right. We've got some other people here, but I don't know. They're on mute. They might be out walking or trying to get ready for their day or something. So far, it's you and I that have spoken up.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. Who else has joined us?
Morning. This is Lee.
Hey, Lee. Good morning. And Lee's from California, right?
Right. 10 miles from Nican.
That's right. All right. Where is Carson, California, Lee?
What?
Where
Carson isn't very far.
Isn't?
No, it's not far at all.
Okay.
About, 30 miles or something. It's not far.
Okay. I know we have a new person in our organization there. Actually, I'm not positive she's going to be business builder, but she certainly loves the product. She bought Sleep. She bought Sleep System, but she bought the water, and her husband passed away, so she hasn't put her aquaport together. I'm trying to locate someone in our organization down there that could go over and give her a hand, because, boy, will she ever feel better when she starts drinking the water, huh?
And, you know, there's a meeting every Thursday night at Nican.
Yep, I'll be sure.
And it's not that far for her to drive at all.
Okay, I'll be sure to tell her. Thank you. You go to those?
Occasionally, because of my husband, not all the time.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, thank you. Okay, we've got some other people here that have joined us. Good morning. This is Mary Lou. Who else is here this morning?
Hi, Mary Lou. Dottie.
Hey, good morning. Dottie from Massachusetts.
Mary Lou, interruption. If you wanted me to go and talk to her, I would be glad to.
Oh, well, Lee, you're awfully sweet.
I'm a platinum distributor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll need to get your phone number, Lee. Okay?
Okay.
I'll send you an email, or you can pop me an email with it. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, hon. I might have somebody right there under my under your nose.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't checked.
Well, I've sponsored people over the telephone, so I can also talk to her.
Oh, good. Good for you.
In fact, years ago, when they had that first time of sponsoring the most people, I was the one who sponsored the most in all of North America.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
But I didn't have a profitable business.
Oh.
Because I was taking care of a center and helping. I now still help Crossline, but I don't do it excessively. And I was doing it at everybody because we had this big center.
Uh-huh.
So my business wasn't growing, but I didn't mind. I really didn't mind.
Huh. Wow. Well, good for you. Congratulations. Okay, we've had lots of people pop on this morning. I guess, first of all, I'll start by letting you know this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call. And the purpose of this call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. You know, when better health is attained, all areas of our life will be impacted. And the people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell. Dr. Colin Campbell. And most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nican. And the China study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. So I'd say this is good information. And attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You're our guest. We only ask if you find it helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned. Please pass on the call number and time to others. And thank you for allowing us to enter your home, office, or car at this time. Good morning, everybody. So if you haven't already told us your name and where you're from, we certainly would appreciate that this morning. We'd like to know who all is here.
I'm Janice from Michigan.
Hi, Janice. From Michigan. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Darlene, California.
Hey, Darlene. Thank you. Is anyone giving points?
I have a 9.
Oh, good for you. So do I. I just didn't get my journaling in. I started this morning and then thought that was cheating, so I'll take a 9. Okay, good morning. Anybody else? Okay. First off, do we have any new people on the call that might have any questions?
Well, I'm not really new, but yeah, I've been on the call for a long time. This is Janice calling.
Uh-huh.
I do have a question.
Okay.
I have two, in fact. Well, I have a few. Okay, let's start off. Let's see.
Okay.
An interesting life in the past few months here. My house burned, and so it's been a real challenge here. But process, I've lost 10 pounds and want to keep it off and take more off, especially since my sisters and I are having this contest where the biggest loser, you know, gets paid an inch of $10 for an inch from a bunch of people. So
$10 for what?
$10, we are a bunch of my sisters and stuff, and a couple others have a contest, and whoever takes off the most, they each pay that person $10 for every inch they take off at the belly button.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But like, you know, and that's a couple months away down the road where that's, but so I want to get that off and take, you know, off some more weight. So I am curious what that 10-point thing is, and the other thing is, in the process of all these changes, I'm saying, you know, I'm going to change my eating too. But so I am curious at 10-point. But I had a question. I have a wellness consultant that is has cancer, and you know, I got her on the green zymes and some of the nutrition and the water, and has that blanket and that kind of stuff. However, she does a lot of research herself, and she's asking some questions. I'm going to try to get her on this call soon. But one of her questions was, you know, meat is acidic. And so we don't, you know, that's one of the things that we try to stay away from, especially, you know, those of us that know a lot about Dr. Colin's book. So it's fruit. And so what's the difference in how come fruit is very good for you besides, you know, probably more natural product? But, I mean, that's my basic answer. It's a more natural product. The body knows what to do with meat. It's highly processed. It takes you longer to go through it. But okay, the basic question is, fruit is very acidic.
Are all fruits acidic?
Well, that's what she was saying.
I don't think so. Okay, I'm going to need some help from some of you lifestylers here. I think I just saw this the other day in the book. So, well, number one, I never have more than 2 fruits a day. And I do it mainly for the fiber, but also when I first went off of all the meat and I thought, oh boy, I can eat all the fruits and vegetables and blah, 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 blah that I want, and I had my blood work redone, my triglycerides had gone up, and I went into Dr. McDougall's site and read up on it, and that's where I realized the culprit was. You get too much fruit, it's a lot of sugar. You know, in that case, it was making more insulin, and so therefore my liver was also making more cholesterol. So, even though my cholesterol numbers went down, my triglycerides went up. I can't remember exactly what I read, but I know at that point I decided no more than 2 fruits a day. So I eat a lot of vegetables. But the meat is very, you know, very acidic, especially in the amounts that we have been brainwashed to think that, you know, we can eat in this country. Plus, what about all the other, you know, bad stuff that's been done to the to the meat, what's been injected. Has your friend read the China study?
No. I could loan her the book. I think I still have that.
I think you should loan her that book, because I even actually had a very, very young neighbor challenge me on this. But she's a teacher, and I asked her to read the book. And by gum, she ended up, they're not 100% plant-based, but boy, did we change. Just by loaning her that book, we certainly changed the way she is eating and the whole family is eating. And she even went on to take her children to a naturopathic pediatrician and found out that those kids all tested bad for dairy, which didn't surprise me.
Have what?
For dairy. They tested negative for dairy, animal product dairy, and most of the meat. So,
you know, Mary Lou?
Uh-huh.
This is Char.
Hi, Char.
One of the other things that is really a huge factor, even though some of the fruits, because of the natural sugar in them, turn out to be on the acidic side also, is how quickly it passes through your system. All your plant-based will go through your system within a matter of a few hours. And when you introduce any animal product in there, it does not break down. So it will lay in your system for like 3 days. It just goes through. And that's where the toxins are produced. And the difference in the way our system digests and breaks things down. And the very first study that I ever read was the Burkett study in Africa, where the fiber content was totally through a human system within 12 hours, where in this country it's like 3 days before it's passed through our system.
What?
And the product is introduced, and that means dairy and all of it.
Yeah.
That's a huge factor in how toxic our bodies become, just because we've got that in there.
Well, I've got a question. I hear so many people say that because of this, they don't eat more than two fruits a day. Why do we eat two fruits a day? Do we need to do that? I mean, would it be better to eat one fruit a day or none at all?
No, it's a balance. I mean,
yeah.
We're trying to pull from all the plant-based foods that we have. And so, yes, our bodies do need some natural sugar. Natural sugar has an acidic level to it. It doesn't mean that we can't take all acid out of our bodies. There has to be a balance of some. And what we're doing is getting the part that's really good for us. And fruits that you think may be acid actually are reversed in our system because of the enzyme activity and the way our bodies process it. So like people mistakenly think that an orange or a lemon or that is acidic. It's not acidic in our body. It's the more alkaline of the fruits. Lemon is one of the best things you can use.
Well, that actually means, Char, some days I have not had any fruit at all, and so that actually is not good.
According to all the research, it shows that we should have 1 to 2 pieces a day. You can have more if you're not trying to cut back and reduce your body mass. But for balance, 2 pieces of fruit is what's recommended.
And for Tom, he should have more than 2 pieces.
Well, 2 or 3. I wouldn't go over 3, just for need more than that. But that's where they put it when they did, looked at the balance and minus the diseases that we're trying to, what we're trying to accomplish with prevention.
And he needs more energy and more fat, so it would be good to give him 3. Is that correct?
And that and, a few nuts in his diet.
Oh, I'm doing that. I'm giving him ice cream and nuts every night. Good. Trying to get him every night.
You don't mean animal ice cream.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. You've got me trained, so I may not be eating the right food right, but I'm eating the right fruit, right food, and he's eating soy ice cream, chocolate soy ice cream.
Danny's sitting here smiling when you said ice cream. His Anyway, excuse me, Mary Lou.
Oh, no, Char, that was the best reply or best reason or best explanation for the difference in acidic foods. And that I wrote that down. Animal takes about 3 days to go through, whereas our fruit takes...
takes about 12 hours. Our plant-based takes about 12 hours. So there you go, Janice.
Well, that's perfect. Cool. Hey, Shar, I left a message for you. This is Janice from Michigan. And a while ago, so did this gal. I left a message for you. And could you give me a number where you could be reached?
Sure. It's 315-348-6866.
Is that your cell or is that your number?
No, we're in New York right now.
Okay, I don't know if that's the number.
That'll be good for about a week and a half.
Okay, because she really wanted to talk to somebody, and I knew you were the biggest expert on that. But
No. I just thought of one more idea to help Mary Lou explain it. That's all.
And you know, she just came back from the 10-day McDougall weight loss clinic, and so much of that stuff, Shar, I'm sure, is just right there at the tip of your tongue too. You just got a ton of information there as well. So, no, you are definitely our leader here.
Well, yes, that does help, because when you hear it from different people and they just phrase it different, sometimes it just helps to click into place. But it's all in the China study. If she is willing to read the China study, you'll find incredible research in this. I just can't cite all the research. Anyway, back to you.
Denise?
The book got saved from the fire.
Denise?
Yes.
This is Nancy. A couple of things. Number one, I applaud you on your weight loss thing, not concentrating on the weight, but doing it by your waist measurement. That is probably the best thing you could be doing, because I always say the scale is just a number. Number two, we can't ignore all of the antioxidants that are in fruits that are definitely not in meat. And
right.
Number three, do you have the Rave Diet DVD?
The Rave Diet DVD?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Or be getting Healing Cancer from the Inside Out. You don't have either of those, I'll bet. That would be either of those or both of those would be excellent for her to watch, because it would answer a lot of questions on the whole thing.
Healing Cancer is where?
Go under, what is it? I don't know if it's The Rave Diet or just ravediet.com. And they're both available there.
Okay. Healing Cancer from the Inside Out?
Right. And the Rave Diet DVD that comes, you can get it with the, if you buy the book, it has the DVD in it. Or you can just buy the DVD.
Okay. And that's probably good for me, Reed. Because like I say, I'm trying to totally change, and, I want to get, I have an empty house, so I can restock it with good stuff. So looking forward to my neighbor is organic, and pretty soon we'll have fresh lettuce and all that kind of good stuff. So, what is it? Since it's been a long time since I've been involved in this, what's the 10-point thing? Is that on somebody's site that I could pick this up off of? The 10-point that you were.
Okay, well, the 10 points, yeah, you can get, well, we can go over them real quickly, but Bruce Williams has a great,
on her site, okay.
Yeah, on the ybhurton.biz, ybhurton.biz.
Yeah.
Basically, 5 points comes from our plant-based meals and snacks, and that was 5 points, and then one is you're getting 7 to 8 hours of good sleep on your Nikan sleep system. Help me out, you guys.
Water.
A water. Okay, how much water? Your Pymeg water. 8 to 10 glasses, I believe. Most of us are doing about half of our weight in ounces. Nutrition.
Exercise.
Great.
And everybody's favorite.
Journaling, right?
Oh, you're kidding me. I journal too. Oh, brother.
Sorry. And by the way, that website Nancy told you about is www.ravediet.com.
R-A-V-E?
R-A-V-E-D-I-E-T.com.
Yep. Okay.
And when you open it up, it shows Healing Cancer from the Inside Out and... Rave Diet and Lifestyle Book and Eating DVD. There's a lot of good recipes, actually, in there, too. So, yes, that would be a great one to share with your friends.
And just watching the first hour of either will be dramatic.
Yeah.
They're both about 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
And Rave Diet is all one word.
Okay. That's a big help. You answered all my questions for right now, and I appreciate it.
Good to
and
hear you
what
back,
does please. Rave stand for? No refined, no animal. What was the V, you guys? I forgot. I know E is no excuses or no exceptions.
Vegetable oil.
Pardon me?
Vegetable oils.
Ah, no vegetable oils. Very good. Okay. Okay, so here's a question. Again, my house doesn't have any vegetable oil in it right now, so what's the best thing to purchase for? Because I make myself eggs occasionally. I have farm fresh eggs. And to use for that, what do you use for your oil? Because I should certainly don't, we don't want butter.
I don't eat eggs, but when I am doing my vegetables, I put them in my Kensen cookware, and I can start with a little bit of broth or a little bit of water. It's amazing, isn't it, that you guys, that the food tastes just as good without the oil. So anybody else have a suggestion? I heard silence when you talked about your farm fresh eggs.
I know. That's okay.
You've got to do it a step. You have to do what's best for you. But
yeah.
Just making that step, and you're going to notice a huge difference just getting on plant-based. Huge.
Right. So what do you have for breakfast, girls? What do you have for breakfast, people?
Denise, have you sent me your email address? Have you sent me an email? I don't think I've got you on the list. We do share recipes.
Yeah, well, that would be a nice thing to have since Denise has none. Go ahead, Mary Lou.
Okay. Well, the thing is, Char just gave us a wonderful recipe for a multigrain cereal that they had every single day down at the McDougal. I guess it ended up being everybody's favorite. By the way, I've got mine started. I have 3 ingredients in my container now, and yesterday I went shopping trying to find the other 3 or 4 things on there and came home empty-handed. I couldn't find them. I'm going to have to go to Whole Foods Warehouse. But does anybody have that that recipe?
What is your email address, Mary Lou?
Raritan. It's R-A-I-R D like Dottie.
Dog.
I know, I was going to say that. O, and then N like Nancy, S like Sam.
Okay.
Raritans at Comcast.net.
Okay.
And then all you have to do is on the subject line say add to lifestyle or something. I'll put you on the list. And then we don't send stuff out every day, but when somebody shares a recipe, we sure do. But
okay.
If you send that to me and ask for the cereal recipe, I do have it all.
Okay.
Typed up, and I'll be happy to send that out.
I think I
sent it to everybody else.
We're also using the steel-cut oats as we were with the original lifestyle.
Yeah.
If you have
Tell her about that one. That's going to be easier to get right now.
Yeah, you boil 6 to 8 cups of water and add 1+, depending on... I've started making it very thick so that it hopefully will be more concentrated and last longer and... because I add water when I warm it up the next day. But add steel-cut oats and boil it for 12 minutes. Turn your stove off, and I do this at night. Let it sit until the next morning, and the next morning portion out what you want. You may or may not, depending on how loose you made it, have to add some more water to it, warm it up. And then I still add it with a scoop of Perfect Starter Body Balance, and I still am working with fiber, so I'm lucky, and cinnamon, and mix it all together. And I like to add grape nuts on it. It's added crunch, and it also gives more fiber. Some people add fruit to that or just eat it the way it is.
Okay, so you use 6 to 8 cups of water, and how much steel cut oats?
at least a cup. You know, you're going to have to, as you do it more, you'll find. I just, the past several months, started adding more steel cut so that it really is very thick by the time I go to use it the next day, and I have to add more water. So that way, hopefully, it'll last longer during the week because I'm using it for my husband and me, and once a week is kind of nice, but, you know, if I have to, I make it more often.
Okay, and then you let it set overnight.
Right. And then the next morning, portion it, some of it out, however much you want, and I always have to add water to it, warm it up, and then put the rest in the fridge.
And this is who I'm speaking.
This is Nancy. It's good to hear you back.
Yeah, it's been a while, Nancy. It's been a few months. Don't ever. Oh, it's awful to have a house burn. Just awful.
I can't imagine, and you're so upbeat. It's good to hear.
Well, you know, God was very good because it was very unusual for me not to be there because I burned wood and I shut off half my house, and I didn't have a wood stove that would really, you know, keep the fire for hours upon hours. And I wasn't there that night, and that's very unusual because if I'd been there where the fire started, which wasn't by the wood stove, I would have been dead.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they, you know, my garage door was shut, which again is weird for me to shut my garage door, but they figured I was in the house.
Mm.
And my neighbor called my son, and because it was about 11:30 at night, and he called me, and again, for me to even be up that late to pick up the phone is weird, but anyhow, I did. And he says, you can't imagine how good it was to hear your voice.
Oh.
The second thing I thought when he said, my house is burning, you know, I said, my house is burning. And I said, but this is stuff.
Yeah.
And I had treasures, guys. I mean, I had 100-year-old antiques. I had family stuff. I had at least 300 quilts, you know, at least, if not, you know, more, you know, another 100 in progress. So God took away a lot of my projects. And he says, it's wood, hay, and stubble.
But you're here.
He said, focus on something more important. And what is that? What could be more important than Sharon Neekin? So.
And you're here.
Yes.
You weren't supposed to be.
Nah, I was supposed to be here. God definitely wanted me.
According to your usual schedule, you weren't supposed to be.
Yeah, right. There's no such thing as coincidences in life, and so I have to take this fire as God's blessing on my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to. Even though I want to question why, I have to say, no, this is what God chose for me, and I will grow and learn. So,
yeah.
Anyhow.
Good to hear you, Janice, on the call. Do we have anybody else that might have a question this morning?
There was something on TV this morning, I forget whether it was, which channel it was, ABC or NBC, showing what better alternatives are. And the sodium content that is in some of these restaurant foods, absolutely mind-boggling. Like 6,000 milligrams in a portion. Even Quiznos, one of the subs, had huge amounts. And what some other options could be, certainly nothing to do with how we're eating, but just showing the sodium. And I think that kids get hooked on the taste of salt. So that if something doesn't meet that high standard, they look for a shaker and start shaking.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing my mother always, I'm so glad. I've just never been one to really, you know, like a lot of salt. And I'll never forget, I come from a large family, and we would sit down to eat, and if anybody reached, I have five brothers, if anybody reached for the salt shaker before they tasted their food, my mother always corrected them and said, would you taste your food first before you go salting it?
Don't you see that in restaurants all the time?
Pardon me?
Don't you see that in restaurants all the time?
Uh-huh.
People shaking it before they even taste?
Uh-huh. Isn't it crazy?
But I'm thinking, you know, my grandchildren are... And it has to do with my son, who thinks there's nothing wrong with a lot of salt. They were here for dinner the other night, and they were looking for salt because my salt shaker is empty. And I just realized, as I was talking before, I think the kids are getting very addicted to the salt taste, so that when they taste something that is just, not, I don't want to say bland, but doesn't have that high salt content, they have to have it.
Yeah, either high salt or high sugar, huh? They're going to get our kids.
Well, yeah. And, you know, my son says, but there's nothing wrong with a lot of salt, Mom. Well, I disagree.
Absolutely. You guys, good point there, Nancy. Thank you. Remember yesterday I asked you what Mizuna was?
Did you find out?
Well, you know what? The company, the people that I'm buying this box of food from, I sent them an email, and she wrote back and said, thank you for your questions.
That was it?
Huh?
That was it?
No, she said, Mizuna is a pungent green, and you can eat it cooked or fresh, usually served and eaten with other items. And this green you can steam, boil, stir fry, roast, or stew. And the other thing was, and maybe I am just the one who, maybe I'm the only one that didn't know this, but did you know that the radish greens are edible?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, I had read that in there. See, when we get our box, they send some recipes, and then I was looking in the preparation of the food, you know, how to store it, because they got a whole bunch of stuff on their website. But anyway, it said to separate the greens from the radish, you know, when you get them home and clean them, because otherwise the radishes, greens will go bad fast. Well, I said, did that mean that you can eat radish greens? And it's probably because for so many years, just like I think it was Lee talking, somebody was talking about dandelion greens. The reason we probably got away from eating any of that stuff is because of all the sprays everybody's been putting everywhere. But now that we can be eating organic, so she said radish greens have the same preparation and can also be eaten raw. Well, I tasted them raw yesterday, and that wasn't my favorite way. So,
is it bitter?
Pardon me. Yeah, they were on the bitter side.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, leeks are commonly used in soups, and you want to cut off the root before use and trim the leaves.
Is the whole leek edible?
You want to cut off the root before use and trim the leaves. I don't know.
And
she said, here is a link to many leek recipes. How about that?
Did you look?
I did, and today I'm going to make a potato leek, a potato leek soup.
You use the bulb of it, correct?
Pardon me?
You use the bulb?
Well, I'll read the recipe. I'll get in there and see what it says.
Okay.
I took off the really tough stuff on the, you know, the tough one on the outside, and I'm cleaning it, like Char said to do. So I was going to do it yesterday, and I just didn't get time. And thank you, Nancy. I did go get my green bags. And, yeah, so I'm pretty excited.
Did you taste the leek raw?
I tasted the green part raw. I wasn't crazy about that.
Okay.
But it was the tough part I took off, so. But she said, usually commonly used in soups. So.
I've never bought leeks.
Well, and you know what? It's funny because when you get this box, they send you the list of everything that's going to be in it, and they let you change it.
Mm-hmm.
They have substitutions. Well, I thought, I don't know. I thought leek was a great big onion.
So did I.
Well, I'll go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
It just said greens, I think, and I got the Mizuna, and I didn't know what on earth I was supposed to do with it. So there, we've all had a lesson in Mizuna. And I'll tell you, looking it up on the Internet, it said it was a Japanese green. So
it's great that you can email them for that information, though.
No kidding.
That's a great deal you got there.
Yeah. Well, that was only week one, but I'm thrilled with it.
You're doing it every other?
Uh-huh. I'm doing it every other, and then we'll see how it works, and I might eventually be doing it every week. We'll see how far this stuff goes with my green bags and everything.
So this
I know our spinach is already gone. The spinach was absolutely wonderful.
Mm.
And I like spinach, but for some reason or another, this just fresh, it just tasted all, you know, was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So made all that up in 2 days.
Are they able to grow this stuff locally now?
Well,
in a greenhouse.
Several of them are grown locally, and then the other ones they have brought in from.
Oh.
And they show right on the invoice what was grown at their farm. And, of course, as the season goes on, more and more and more will come.
Oh, sure.
To the farm, but they try to do it for us year-round.
Oh.
And so anything else that they bring in is from an organic farm. You know, it's organically grown, too. So. Anyway.
I got a question on that. Does it make any different, any big difference between frozen and fresh vegetables?
Well, I've always felt that the fresh is the best, although I suppose it depends on where you're buying it. You know, if fresh in a grocery store, it might not be very fresh. And then it seemed to me, and Char, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed to me that frozen is usually picked at its peak and frozen. So you do get a good share of the nutrients there, as long as, you know, it's not probably frozen for, you know, a long, 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 long time, too.
Yeah, and more of it showing up organic also in the frozen section. So that's true. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you just, the thing that's so great about what you're doing, Mary Lou, is that you've got your organic fresh greens for salads. And, you know, sometimes they're reasonable in the stores and sometimes they're atrocious. So, you know, it can be either way.
I brought one of my neighbors over to show her after I went and picked up my box. I was just thrilled. I thought this box, I thought I had a lot of stuff in here. And she just really, she said, oh, no, she said, that's cost way too much. She went on and on and on. And she said, have you ever gone to Trader Joe's? And I said, well, yes. And she said, well, everything there is a lot cheaper, blah, blah, blah. And so I went down there yesterday, and I didn't find it cheaper there. So I purposely did that. And then I went online and put as many things as I could on Safeway.com in their organic stuff. And again, you know, we need to know about our labels. But, I got half the amount of items, and it was twice as much money. So I'm pretty happy about it. We'll see. As I said, this is my first box, but so far, boy, if nothing else, I found out about Mizuna. I'm going to learn. I did it because we eat the very same things. We go in the grocery store, and I have not been doing a variety like I should be. And, you know, now that Larry is more open to eating this way and everything, I thought, so we'll, each time, we'll get a couple of things in that box that we've probably never had before.
It's forcing you to try new things.
Yeah, and maybe we won't do it again, but at least we're giving it a try. So, anyway. Oh, hey, you guys, we're way past the time again, and we do have, I know it's getting close to the end of the month. We've got a lot of Nikan business here to be getting done, too. So, any last-minute questions? Great call, you guys. Thank you so much. Janice, thank you for your questions. And because that, getting everybody in there and helping to answer your questions is just wonderful. That's what this call is all about. Does anybody else have any last-minute questions? Did everybody leave?
Good call, Mary Lou.
Thank you. Okay, well, I want to thank all of you on this call for your time commitment to the program. And second, to all of our guests today, if you have any questions, I direct you to the person that invited you. Have a wonderful day. Please join us again. Be sure to get on the calls tomorrow morning. Vance is going to have Doug Braun on at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And our, what is he, Vice President of Global Sales, I believe, is his title, Doug Braun. And he'll also be talking about how he came to be, affiliated or autism organization, and how he, you know, has managed to be, you know, connected or attracted to it. So that'll be a very good call. And then at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, Ruth Williams and myself will be doing a WIN, Why It's Nikan Nutritionals, and RRIP, Repetitive Reproductive Income Plan, at 8:30 Pacific time. And you can go to their website and get the presentation and also the phone number, same phone number, just a different code for Ruth. It's 777-4777. and Vance's is 62862 pound. Both of them have pound after it, and this same phone number you called into this morning. So, there you go. Have a great weekend, and we'll hear you all on the call on Monday. Thanks, you guys.